When I was a little girl, my mother used to say to be healthy, eat to your heart's content. Today they say to reduce your risk of heart attack, don't eat this, too much saturated fat. Don't eat that, too much cholesterol. I don't know what to feed my family.
Madam, it's really no problem.
Maybe not to you, to me it is.
But you can serve many wonderful foods low in saturated fat and cholesterol.
Like what?
Like this. Let me show you what I mean. Turkey, low-fat cottage cheese, non-fat milk, buttermilk, veal, fruit gelatin, sherbet, fish, lean beef, chicken, cereals, fresh vegetables, macaroni, noodles, spaghetti, salads, angel food cake, nuts, vegetable oil, honey, jam.
Enough, you win.
No, madam, you win. As your mother would say, eat to your heart's content. For further information, ask your heart association.
The results of the Seven Countries study reverberated around the world. And they were also supported by other smaller studies, like the Framingham study of 5,000 people in a small town in Massachusetts. But although it had been clearly demonstrated that fatty diets, especially those with animal fats, produced higher mortality, that was only the start. For those countries where eating red meat and drinking buttery milk was part of the way people lived their lives, what should be done? It's April in Finland, and the winter snows are slowly melting, as is the thick ice which covers the country's lakes and rivers. We've come to the most eastern part of Finland, North Karelia, just on the Russian border, where 30 years ago, a group of young radical doctors created research history.
At that time in Finland, there was quite lively discussion about the state of public health in the country. So there was a lot of public interest. And furthermore, of course, I had just come out of the student movement, and that was the time when the student movement was pretty radical in Finland and internationally, really trying to make major changes in the society. So with my background, of course, it was a question of trying to have an influence on public health.
Pekka Puska is now professor and director general of Finland's National Public Health Institute. But back in the 1950s, he had a vision to improve the health of his countrymen and women. As everyone knew, the Finns had an appalling record for cardiovascular disease. And in the eastern part of the country, and particularly in North Karelia, the situation was at epidemic proportions.
Actually, when we started the North Karelia project and did the first population survey, and we had the classical question, do you have chest pain at effort? So very commonly young men said not yet, which meant that when you get 50 years, you get your nitro tablets. That was so common in the area. Also, I very vividly remember going to elementary school and asking the children whose father has died, and one third of the hands were raised. So it was very dramatic.
Arriving in North Karelia, you're struck by the beauty of the countryside. It's a rich wilderness full of vast green forests and hidden lakes. It's not surprising that Sibelius came here to draw his inspiration for his musical masterpieces. But behind the beauty hides a dark history. Karelia has been a bloody battlefront for most of its history, not only against its nearby Russian neighbours, but also against heart disease. Back in the 1970s, Finland had the worst record in the world for cardiovascular disease. More people died here from heart attacks than anywhere else on the globe. And here, in Ilomantsi, a district in North Karelia, they had the worst record in Finland. In a bright sunlit room looking out over the frozen snow of Lake Ilomantsi, a group of men, now in their 80s, is enjoying coffee and buns. More than 40 years ago, they provided crucial data to the Seven Countries study, giving samples of their blood and allowing themselves to be tested in a variety of ways. At the time, they were keenly aware how bad the problem was, because they could see it all about them.
En ollut. Minulla en tiedä mitään silloin sitä. Omalla kohdalla. Kyllähän tiedossa oli.
I didn't have cardiac problems in the 60s, but of course it was... I could see it because there were a lot of people who had coronary disease. For example, between the age of 40 and 50. So, for example, my neighbor had myocardial infarction when he was under 50 years.